Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Nina LaRosa, the marketing director of Moxie Media, an employee e-learning company based in New Orleans, Louisiana. Nina, good morning, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you are so welcome and really appreciate you coming out this morning. So for starters, tell us, what are the benefits of using a learning management system, or LMS for short, for employee training?
Well, it helps to streamline employee training. Many companies are still using complicated spreadsheets to report on training data. Not only does this kind of outdated data entry take a lot of time, but it's harder to spot trends, track compliance, and manage audits. An LMS makes it easy to find and use training data and achieve regulatory compliance.
And taking that even further, what should a good LMS offer?
Well, first and foremost, a good LMS should be well organized and easy to use. It should also be customizable so it can be adapted to your organization's structure and training needs. Looking for helpful tracking and reporting tools as well, keeping in mind how your company needs to use its training data. In particular, if you're an industry that's subject to regulations and audits, be sure to choose an LMS that allows you to easily track and report compliance.
Certainly sounds like a must-have for sure. Now, how can employees measure the success of a training program? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Well, fortunately, the right LMS should make it easy to measure success. It should provide quizzes that accompany training materials, so learners have to demonstrate that they understood the training. There should be tools in your LMS to monitor employee competency progression, track training history for individuals as well as teams, and track compliance. If employees are learning the material, completing their training, and staying compliant, then you know your training program is a success.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your coverage on using a learning management system. Today, we're joined by Nina LaRosa, the marketing director of Moxie Media, an employee e-learning company based in New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Nina, which industries benefit the most from e-learning for employees, and are there any that shouldn't even think about using e-learning?
Well, virtually any industry can benefit from e-learning, but especially industries with hazardous or dangerous work environments like maritime or oil and gas. For these industries, it is especially important to provide employees with the best training possible to keep the workforce safe. Not only that, but these industries also tend to have requirements or training requirements that are required to be met by law, and e-learning can make it easier to achieve regulatory compliance. Listen, e-learning is constantly evolving, innovating, and optimizing. It facilitates online training that is not only on location, but it's industry specific. So when coordinating such training in person would normally be cost prohibitive or very difficult to organize. It also gives trainees greater access to training and allows them to train at their own pace, and this keeps them more engaged. When your training lives online, it can also be easier to leverage this technology to reduce paperwork and manage data entry. Tracking and reporting tools can make training data much more manageable. Some hands-on industries, like, let's say, cosmetology, now they may not get a big benefit from e-learning, but it's still an excellent way to supplement types of hands-on training by training these employees in other issues like, say, HR or customer service.
Nina, if you would, what is a common misconception about using an LMS?
I'd say that new technology can be daunting for a lot of companies, and a common misconception is that it'll be difficult and time-consuming to train your organization to use the LMS. While this may be true for some LMSs, many are easy to use right out of the box. So I'd say request a demo for any LMS you're considering to see for yourself what it's like. Is it easy to use? Does it have a simple interface? Is the courses, are they easy to access? What about finding and using training data? Try everything you want to use the LMS for and keep a list of questions or issues that you encounter to ask about them. Once you find the right LMS, it shouldn't take long to catch your company up to speed. With the right features, you'll save much more time and effort on employee training, and it'll make it well worth the short period of time you spent learning how to use it.
Again, Nina, really appreciate your time and joining us on behalf of Moxie Media. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else we should be aware in regards to learning management systems?
Sure. If you want to cut down on paperwork and data entry related to your company training, there's no better way than switching to an LMS. It can also cut down on time, energy, and stress during audit. You'll have everything you need in a single place, organized and easy to use.
Well, it certainly sounds like a no-brainer to have this in place for anyone's business and industry. And again, we thank you for all the information shared here today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners get more information on Moxie Media and a way to be in touch? Where's the best place to connect with you online as well?
MoxieLearning.com, MoxieLearning.com.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Nina, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Nina LaRosa, the Marketing Director of Moxie Media, an employee learning company based in New Orleans, Louisiana. And for all the details, simply visit MoxieLearning.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.